I'm Kurt Anderson, and this is Studio 360. Vijay Iyer, age 42, is one of the great living jazz musicians, although a lot of his music isn't what you'd recognize as jazz. Along with leading a piano trio and playing duets with a saxophonist, Iyer composes chamber music, and he's written a song cycle about the Iraq War. Last year, he was named a MacArthur Genius, and this year, he released his first album on the prestigious label ECM. It's called Mutations, and when he came in, I asked him to start us off with a piano and electronics piece from it called Vuln, Part 2. That was Vijay Iyer performing Voln Part 2 on piano and laptop. Was there a Part 1 that I missed, or did you start off with this?
You know what happened when we were making this album, Mutations? There were two parts to it, and the second part ended up being split off from the first part and put at the end of the record. Uh-huh. So that's basically what happened. That's why this is Part 2, because it sort of starts in the middle. But I kind of like that ambiguity.
Yes.
Where you have to ask, well, where was Part 1?
So on this record, there are three piano pieces, but the heart of it is this piece for strings in 10 sections. I want to play a little bit of one of them called Mutation 3 Canon. That was Vijay Iyer's Mutation 3 Canon. So you wrote that piece almost a decade ago, but this is really the first time you've put this much of what I'd call chamber music on an album, yeah?
Right. So there's never really been a chance to put things like this on albums. But I've been having these works performed for a while. And, you know, I was never trained as a classical pianist, and I would never call myself one. But I also did have 15 years of violin lessons.
Hmm.
So I have actually some kind of...
In the classical repertoire.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I played Bach solo partitas, and I played the Mendelssohn concerto, and I played in orchestras, and I did all that stuff. I'm not sure I was awesome at it or anything, but, you know. And I also know what it feels like to be that kind of musician who doesn't really feel empowered to improvise. Even though I am an improviser on piano, I was never an improviser on violin.
Uh-huh.
So that's, for me, an interesting kind of like the Incredible Hulk comes to mind.
Yes,
like
yes.
You have this other side inside of you. That
yes, or Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes,
something.
Right, something like that. So I guess I know that sensibility from both sides. And so I wanted to see figure out ways to bring it together.
When you started off in academia, you got your PhD in cognition from UC Berkeley, and then decided, okay, I'm not going to be an academic. I'm not going to be a scientist. I'm going to play jazz. What did that feel like?
I was playing music the entire time.
Sure.
I've been playing music since I was 3. And I didn't really know that I could make it my life until pretty late in the game. You know, basically until I was maybe 23 or 24. That's when I decided, okay, this is my life. And that was after having tried a lot of other things. And then some people helped me create my own doctoral program in music perception and cognition at UC Berkeley.
Did the studying cognition of music change your music?
Well, a lot of the ideas that I kind of was working with and what I learned in those years, they've kind of driven my creative process over the last 15 years since then. Music is an embodied process. It's something we do. We have this constant influx of sensation on multiple channels, and we respond to it by doing things, turning our heads in the direction of a sound or reaching for something. You know, music is us. It came from us. It came from the things that we do with our bodies, including singing and including stomping and clapping and all those other things that we know music is. So it seems like the obvious. It seems like stating the obvious, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. But so much of academics does.
Yeah. Well, the thing was that there was a field, you know, there is this existing research field, but it sort of hadn't really been thought about in this way before.
Uh-huh.
It's always like, well, how do we perceive music? As if it lands on us like a flying saucer or something, you know? Not that it is the sound of us.
Right.
I mean, when I listen to Thelonious Monk's music, and that's like the most important music in the world to me, I hear his hands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I hear actions in the music. I don't hear just sounds in the abstract.
Vijay Iyer, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. A pleasure. My pleasure.
And before you leave, can we hear your actions one more time?
Oh, okay.
And what are you going to play?
I think I'll play there's a solo piano piece that opens the album, Mutations, and it's something that was on my first album in 1995. So I wrote it 20 years ago when I was young and foolish, and it's called Spellbound and Sacrosanct, Cowrie Shells and the Shimmering Sea.
Great.